Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You'll find, if you go there and type Ed Abel, A-B-E-L, into the search engine, you'll find the body of work that Ed has delivered to us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust. And he's the founder of Abel Business Institute. And don't forget, when you get to my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take the poll question on right there on the homepage. Different question every week. We'll know what you think. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about niches, folks, and Ed's given us this idea. When you think about marketing, when you think about advertising, when you think about trying to get folks to come and do business with you, don't just think about your products and services as a niche, which you could do. You could do if you wanted to. But people just walk in your store and it's all laid out there. It's not really a niche store, but you got things that are in your store that are niches. Ed, you're saying think about your marketing as in a niche way.
Totally. On two levels. So you can market to the niche that you know within your store or within your service components that you have. And then when you look at that, what it's going to have you do is it will also have you narrow who you should be reaching out to. So your marketing becomes much more focused and effective. And so it's like, you know, if you're selling hamburgers but you're selling to a vegetarian, even though you might have vegetarian burgers in your store, you're going to disconnect. But if you're focused on, you know, the vegetarian burgers are marketed to the vegetarian market and the hamburgers, the beef hamburgers are marketed to the beef market, you're starting to really resonate and connect with your market. Most of the time, people don't realize, but when they're marketing, they're using ideas or words that disconnect with their marketplace. And so if they're marketing, you know, again, regular burgers, and we have hamburgers and vegetarian burgers, it's a potpourri versus, you know, here, I'm looking for, you know, my target market, which is men and women who eat burgers twice a week, live in this geographic area. You can really focus your marketing and see better results.
Well, and of course, not only marketing, but before the marketing, as we talked about earlier, and as I mentioned in the previous half hour, Ed, you could maybe you need to start developing a niche inside of your operation, and maybe that would be okay. You know, if we have a certain, we live in an area where there are vegetarians, more vegetarians, increasingly vegetarians, maybe we need to offer that product. And so you put that niche product on your menu, and then you got to tell people that you got it, right? Because they think you got hamburgers.
Exactly. And so it's a dual focus. It's both marketing to that target market, and it's also creating and making sure that within your business you have niched the product so that people realize, oh, I can come here and get this. And think about it. How many of us go to specialty stores? They might be this whole deli and they've got everything in there, but you know they've got the best sausage and peppers. That's a niche.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and this is akin to seasonal marketing. In other words,
that's a good analogy.
It's not the same thing, because all you're doing is selling, you know, basically the same stuff except with a seasonal application. But it's not unlike that. And the reason is I'm saying, Ed, that it's not unlike that is because you're doing the seasonal thing because people are going to be interested in seasonal things. They're going to be interested in buying coats now, or they're going to be interested in winterizing their homes or whatever that may be. Those are niche applications without being niche products. But you're not going to miss that opportunity to tell people that you can help them with that. Well, it's the same thing with a niche.
Yes, and, you know, it's interesting. As you're saying that, I'm thinking of, you know, a store that might be in the middle of the summer selling summer clothes and saying, and we also have winter jackets, turtlenecks, sweatshirts. It's like, you know, you're not focused.
Mm-hmm.
If in the summer you're selling bathing suits and shorts, that's all you should be talking about in the summer.
Right.
Even though your store carries all these other things. And this is where that business owner gets themselves challenged, because they don't want to lose the opportunity to let everyone know all that they do.
Well, and also, here's another thing about a niche. It doesn't have to be a different product. A niche could be the same product delivered in a different way. Right?
That's
because remember this, Ed, a niche is not the product. A niche is how the customer responds to the product. Right?
That's you're not the niche.
You're filling the niche. The customers have the niche.
Yep. It's a great point.
And so, Ed, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come with Ed. Ed, give us your website, please.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, Business Institute.com.
And what's that?
And on your site, check out eSafe, SafeDocs.com. eSafeDocs.com.
And that's for your to scan and keep your personal files off site, so they can, like your will and your and things like that.
Your mortgage, your deed.
Birth certificates and things like that. Yeah. Quick break. Stay with us. 10-10. More to come. We're going to talk some more about niches with our good friend Ed Able after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.